Body, health, and diet. Life in the flesh is a gift if we are using it rightly, but it becomes a curse if we are not. Every incarnation should be used to help one get somewhat farther in doing this job of achieving an over-self-inspired existence. The first great error to be thrown away is a common one: acceptance of the physical body as the real self, when it is only an expression and channel, instrument and vehicle of the self. In the human body, there is at one and the same time a projection of the over-self and a channel for it. The wisdom and intelligence which have gone into and are hidden behind the whole universe have gone into the human body too. All that is needful to a man's happiness must come from both these sources, the spiritual and the physical, from the ability to rest in the still center, in the developed intellectual and aesthetic natures, in the good health and vigor of the body. What happens when he is embraced by deep, dreamless sleep? The answer is that he has been taken to the source of his being for renewal of his forces, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. That which took him there is grace. Those who really aspire towards a higher kind of life will have no alternative than to bring about a higher quality of the body in which they have to dwell, and whose nerves and brain condition their very thinking. Such aspirants will have to stop being careless about the material that is fed to the body. All negative states of mind and emotions are destructive. They work harm to some one of the body's organs or interfere with its functions. If those states are continuous, they sink into the subconscious and the results appear as disease. This is possible because the sympathetic nervous system, which controls the automatic functions of the body, is open to influence by the subconscious mind. A meatless diet has practical advantages to offer nearly everyone, but to idealists who are concerned with higher purposes, it has even more to offer. On the moral issue alone, it tends to lessen callousness to the sufferings of others, men or animals, and to increase what Schweitzer called reverence for life. It is less destructive to uproot a vegetable or pluck a fruit than to slay an animal, and there is less suffering too. This is the answer to the argument that we will still destroy life when we become vegetarians.